Well, hello, I'm Peggy Banks.
And I'm Babby Mason.
And we're glad that you're here with us to be a part of Hope Has a Name. We are here talking, just two girls talking together. So we'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to contact us at womenofhope@twr.org. Again, that's womenofhope@twr.org. So Babby, today we're going to look at some reasons for hope. Hmm. And what passage are we thinking of today, Babby? What's on your heart today?
You know, Peggy, I love to memorize the Word of God. Mm. My daddy was a pastor, and at mealtimes, particularly at the evening meal at dinner, Dad would bless the food, and it was required for me and all of my siblings to recite from memory a passage of Scripture.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just something that we did as a tradition in our family.
This is every dinner?
Every night.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Dad would bless the food, and we would, all my mom and all the rest of the family, we'd recite a passage.
Sure.
And so it's just been kind of a historical tradition for us to memorize Scripture.
Yeah.
And Jeremiah 29:11-13 is one that I set to memory a long time ago. I love Jeremiah 29:11-13.
Okay, now you can't read it. Go. You got to just tell me which.
For I know that. I'll read it because I want to make sure I don't miss any words.
Okay.
But I love this passage.
Yes.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Mm-hmm. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
And, you know, as a songwriter,
so good.
Man, that's just got some good stuff in it. So years ago, I wrote this song called God Has Another Plan.
Mm.
And it just really kind of a Jeremiah 29 in a paraphrase.
Yeah.
But the chorus says this. Do you mind if I just sing a little chorus
no,
of God
absolutely.
Has Another Plan?
Thank
the
you.
Chorus says this. So when the rain falls hard, and the storm winds come, and you think it will never blow over. Trouble under your feet, nothing over your head, and you find yourself running for cover. Oh, God has another plan. Remember, God has another plan.
Oh,
and that is just an anchor for my soul.
Yes.
To
yes.
know that when the storms move in and the clouds move in and the challenges move in, God has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
He has a plan for me. And that plan is to give me a future and a hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when, Babby, that was fantastic. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
I'd love to hear you sing even more and more.
We'll do it.
The thought sometimes when those storms roll in, I know that I like to just duck my head down and wait till it passes, right? And so we can still have a hope even when we're not able to move in the storm because he does have another plan. There is something that he's doing even though it can be very scary.
And he always has a plan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nothing that goes on in my life ever takes him by surprise.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I heard somebody ask this question. Has it ever occurred to you that nothing ever just occurs to God?
Yes. Yeah. It's hard to have that as an anchor of my soul because I know with my own mind, you know, our minds are so finite. His mind is infinite. But the idea that he knows before it even happens, he knows what we need before we even ask for it. Just these truths that we find in the Bible, if we can cling to them, then we can have that strength when it becomes very difficult in those difficult times. And when he says, when you call on me and come and pray to me, I will listen. I mean, to really believe that that happens, that
yes.
when it is difficult, when times don't make sense, when you think you're just hanging on for survival,
yes.
if you come to him and call on him and pray to him, God does listen. Not too long ago, I was sitting on the beach just dealing with some things in my heart and life that I remember singing a song to the Lord, asking, Lord, do you hear me? Do you see me? You know, do you hear the cries that I'm crying today? And this passage tells us that he does.
He does.
And he promises to be there for us.
Always. And here's the beautiful thing, Peggy,
mm-hmm.
is that we often think, you know, well, I've messed my life up.
Yeah.
I have no hope. That's where we tend to go.
Right.
I've messed up my life, and I'm out of options.
Yeah.
I'm out of hope.
What are some places that happens, Babbie? Tell me where, like, what are some situations where someone could feel that, where they feel like my life is over, I'm out of hope?
Okay, listen, I've been walking with the Lord for a long time, but you know what? That doesn't exempt me from having real life challenges. I'm married to Charles. Charles and I have been married 38 years. And, you know, you put two strong-headed people in the same house, and you put kids in the mix, and a mortgage, and finances, and work, and ministry, and you're juggling and all of those things and spinning all of those plates, and then you have a health challenge. You know, Charles is a heart patient. He's had a stroke. He's got a pacemaker. Yeah. I remember when Charles had a stroke in his eye, and he was in intensive care for a week, a solid week. And I held vigil by his bedside for almost an entire week without leaving.
Wow.
And the first night when Charles was in intensive care, I've never seen my husband, you know, attached to wires and machines and his blood pressure and his heart and all of these things that could render him, you know, a real dire situation.
Sure.
And I sat alongside his bed, and, you know, it's very easy to think of the worst case scenario in a situation like that. Oh, God, what if? What if this happens? What if I lose my husband? What if I'm a widow? What if my kids don't have a father? How will I make it? How will I go on? I mean, this is a real life situation.
Sure.
But, you know, in that situation, Peggy Banks, I had to remember, Babbie Mason, in this situation, it doesn't look good. This is the reality of life. It doesn't look good. But you always have a future and a hope. Even if your husband were to go home to be with the Lord, even if the worst thing does happen, you still have a future and a hope. You are never out of options.
Yeah.
You are never out of love. You are never out of hope. I love Jeremiah 17:7 that tells us even in a drought, you have no reason to be anxious. You will always bear fruit. Even if you're old, even if you become a widow, you still have a future and a hope. You are never, ever without hope as long as you have Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, Babbie, I love that you shared that story, a personal story about you and Charles. And I want our listeners to know that wherever they are today, maybe they're in a situation where there is a health challenge, whether it's their own health or it's the health of a spouse or a child. Maybe they're in a situation where they've actually lost a spouse or they've lost a child and they are feeling desperate. I love that you said today, and this is the truth, is that we are never out of options. And that as we pray and seek God, we know that He is there. So no matter how desperate we feel in the difficulties of life, maybe I don't have children and I do have a spouse, but I know sometimes in our careers we can have a job and all of a sudden a job comes to an end. And we start to think about where are we going to work? How are we going to pay our bills? How are we going to survive? And so there are just different places where we're in relationships that we think are the best relationship in the world, and then somebody leaves us.
Yes.
And we're left with kids or bills or a mortgage, and like you said, and now we don't know where we're going to find that covering and that protection.
And this is why I love this passage, because verse 12 says, Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
Yeah.
You know, we often think that God is mad at us, and we've just messed up one too many times, and we hear this voice in the back of our head that says, well, God's through with you now.
Right, right.
But that is not even anywhere to being true.
Yeah.
That is not the God we serve. He gives us a beautiful invitation here in Jeremiah 29, and He says, come to me and pray to me,
yes,
and I will listen. So, if you've ever questioned, you know, if you've ever wondered, does God love me? Is he mad at me? Mm-hmm. Do I have a hope? Do I have a future? Do I have options? The answer is, yes, God loves you.
Amen.
He loves you in spite of what's been going on in your life, in spite of your past. God's love is, his love is unconditional. That means no matter what, mm-hmm. he loves you. Yeah. No matter what.
Yes. And like you said, in spite of our past and even of our present, even if we failed today, even if we yelled at our kids, yelled at our husbands, sinned today in a big way, God's word says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart, right? If we just confess today our sins before God, he's faithful to forgive us of our sins. You are never without options. Come to the Lord, confess to him, and says, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity, back from that bondage that you've been held to, whether it's paralyzed by your past or it's the present today. Be determined today to live a life that's for Christ. Give up the things that we're hanging on to that we think are going to give us hope, that are not giving us hope. You know, we're making decisions every single day to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord, because he does have a plan for us, and it's a good plan, one yes. that won't harm us, but give us a hope and a future. So thanks, Babby, for just sharing with us that story today. And we just pray for you as our listeners. If there's anything in your heart today that you want to confess to the Lord, give that to him today. And know, as you are seeking him, he will find you. You will be found by him, says the Lord. And he will bring you back from this bondage, place you into his arms so that you would know his love today. God bless you.
A name. The name has a face. And when you